So, in terms of goals, how do you think the company, the promotion's goals have changed from the first 2 years to looking forward now? Like, what's on your agenda now for the next 2 years?
Well, our agenda is to grow our audience. That's been the consistent goal since we all sat down at a Heartland Brewery at the Port Authority to sit down and figure out, are we really going to do this? And we've gotten some great crowds. We've gotten some crowds that needed a few more heads in them. But our growth has been exponential as a company. Just in terms of our visual product, we have access to 4K cameras. We have some of the best commentators in the New York area that I get to work with on every show, and people who take opportunities. Our goal is to make every show better than the last one. If we have one more fan there, if we get one more view on YouTube, if we get one more like on Facebook, if we can get those retweets on Twitter, if we can get people talking, that's what matters to us.
All right, man. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that we haven't touched base on?
Well, there's a lot going on in pro wrestling right now, and the way that pro wrestling evolves and the way the business practices evolve. If you look at pro wrestling as a startup business, you'll have the capacity for greater growth. At least that's my philosophy. I try to run this company, or at least I try to produce this company like a tech startup. I try to get sponsors, I try to get venture capitalists, I try to get VC money anywhere I can. And I look at it like branding. There's a lot of people out there who are willing to work with wrestling if you make it worth their while. If you can create a social media platform, if you're willing to do what I'm doing right now, take your lunch break and do interviews. Sit on your laptop till 3 in the morning to edit video, to sit in front of Adobe Premiere and just cut, paste, edit, write press releases, call people, email people, sit down and swallow every ounce of potential audience you can. Because if you're not trying to do this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, then you're not matching our hustle. And on Saturday night, July 30th, you're going to see that. You're going to see how hard we all work to make this company a reality. If people think that promoting wrestling is easy or working in the wrestling business is easy, you are not looking at it the right way. Can it be easy? Yes. Are there ways to make it easy? Of course there are. But if you're trying to build an entirely new demographic, if you're trying to build up an entirely new market base out of a niche within a niche within a niche, you need to dedicate every single moment you have to it. And that's to the wrestlers too. If you look at this roster, it's full of hungry guys who are looking to get to the next level and people who have gotten to that next level looking to lead the way for them. Jade and Eddie Kingston didn't have to do this show, but they did it because they wanted to take a chance on us. They wanted to take a chance on EYFBO, two guys who have been impressing every single person they've stood across the ring with for over 5 years. And that's something that we're excited to see on July 30th. If you like pro wrestling, if you love pro wrestling and you live in New York City and you've got $10 in your wallet, go to 2kwpro.com, click the ticket button, buy a ticket, and take a chance. Take a chance on a local homegrown promotion featuring people from New York City, featuring people who have worked effortlessly, tirelessly to bring you the best wrestling they can bring you, to bring you talent and ideas and things that remind you of ECW, remind you of the territory days, remind you of the Attitude Era, remind you of what pro wrestling is to you. Because pro wrestling means 85 different things to 85 different people. So if we can hit that pocket, if we can hit that hallmark, if we can get to you, then we've done our job. If you like us, you will love us. If you hate us, we will do everything we can to convince you that you're wrong. And that's what we're going to do on July 30th. Whether it's be from our sponsors, who we have a great relationship to our audience, to people who are just coming for the first time ever. We're going to prove that we belong on this ball field on July 30th.